KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, September 20th. Well, the Ione City Council worked through a number of administrative items at their meeting last night. The council approved an agreement with the county for a pair of shade structures at Howard Park. At a cost of just over $100,000, the 20-by-30-foot structures will be paid for with county park mitigation fees, with the process to approve the purchase requiring sign-off from both the City Council and the County Board of Supervisors. The council also voted to award Simmons Landscape Company a contract to maintain the public areas in the Castle Oaks subdivision. Residents of the Castle Oaks subdivision pay a special fee that supports the landscaping in the development. Approval of an ordinance intended to make it easier to build second units, or granny flats as they're known in the city, was delayed to make some language changes. A property owner who has clashed with the city building department and has ended up before the council in the past wanted reassurance that the new ordinance would not affect his current buildings in the city. So the approval process was put on hold so a line could be added to the ordinance to that effect. And the council also received a report on plans to expand spray fields at Mule Creek Prison to dispose of treated wastewater.
Well, a final environmental review for the Calaveras Cannabis Ordinance has been released and a public hearing scheduled September 28th. Now, at that meeting, the Calaveras Planning Commission will consider their recommendation to the Board of Supervisors for a proposed cannabis ban. Back in January, Calaveras supervisors directed county staff to craft a cannabis ban. With a ban in place, cultivators would only be able to grow 6 plants, the number of plants allowed by the state of California for personal cultivation. The final review, prepared by Ascent Environmental Incorporation of Sacramento, based on a draft document released publicly in April, and did add an alternative that supervisors could choose outside of an outright ban, and the proposed medical marijuana ordinance the previous board directed staff to craft back in 2016. It would further restrict regulations establishing minimum parcel sizes and would shrink the market to approximately 415 commercial operations in the county. The EIR also states that a ban would eliminate funding sources to combat the increased number of illegal cultivators that would come from the ban. The environmental review required by California Environmental Quality Act, used by decision makers as a tool to determine whether or not to approve an ordinance.
And according to Bryce Bennett of CAL FIRE, the French Fire, which began on Sunday afternoon about 3:30 south of Shingle Springs, is now 100% contained at 136 acres. The fire was contained yesterday, and Bennett says crews will remain on scene with a bit of a mop-up operation.
And Tuolumne County law enforcement say an email scam targeting residents in the county by threatening their lives. According to the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, this week, some residents have received a scary email that reads, quote, "Someone paid me to kill you." Well, it then goes on to offer a way to spare your life by emailing back within 48 hours to an email address included in the correspondence. It also states not to notify law enforcement. Well, officials say this, of course, is a scare tactic, with the scammers attempting to prey on victims through fear. They advise the public not to contact the sender or give any personal info. Instead, take a screenshot, delete the email immediately, share the image of the email content with friends and family and local law enforcement. So far, residents of neither county, Amador or Calaveras, have reported receiving such scams or emails to local law enforcement.
Well, this Saturday is the start of the 2017 deer hunting season in both Amador and Calaveras counties. Both the California Fish and Game Department and CAL FIRE urge all hunters to be careful this hunting season. Fire danger is still extremely high. Also, fish and game officials remind hunters of a few common sense safety tips. Always wear bright orange hunting gear so you can be easily seen and not confused with a deer. Do not pull the trigger unless you are sure without doubt that your target is, in fact, a legal deer. If at all possible, avoid hunting alone. Let your family and or friends know where you're going hunting, where and what time you're expected to be home. check the weather forecast, make sure that you're properly equipped for the weather, and take care of your hunting equipment both before and after the hunt. Now, for more information, you can visit the Fish and Game Wildlife website at wildlife.ca.gov or call State Fish and Game in Sacramento and ask about rules for D5. We are in zone D5 here in Amador and Calaveras counties. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Residents of Plymouth, you're waking up this morning. Crews should have completed all the work. I was in Plymouth last night for a meeting at the fairgrounds, and they were already flushing some of the lines that they had worked on. So again, now water samples will be taken today. Again, tomorrow, if they come back clear, then the boil water order will be lifted for residents in Plymouth. And that's a look at local news on a Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.